This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is like so many of these things. And Kimmy, these look expensive.
Oh. Yeah, no, I know. Yeah. Is this like a family event?
It's got to be a family thing. You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. So this story comes to us from Cannondale.
Yeah.
And it starts on a bad note. Sunday morning, there was a fire at a home in a garage on West Ridge Run.
Fire?
Yep, not far from the lake, according to 10NBC. Mm. So the Cheshire Volunteer Fire Department, what's that?
Don't know.
Okay. They got the call around 2 a.m., and all the residents of the home and the dog got out safely before firefighters arrived. So that's good.
All right.
It looks also like, at least according to the pictures, the fire was limited to the garage. Mm. So that's also good.
All right.
They are investigating the cause of the fire right now, but they show pictures of the inside of the garage that had been burnt up. And along with standard garage stuff, there are four electric scooters.
Yeah, motorized scooters.
Yeah, like motorized.
Yeah.
And not only are there four motorized scooters, Kimmy, these look like high-end ones. They have
they look pretty nice.
They have bike seats on them.
So they look like a motorized bike, e-bike almost?
Yeah, like the ones you see scooting around.
It's not a bike. It's like the one you would stand on, except that you sit also.
Okay.
Never seen these before.
All right.
Why would you have four of those? And what do four of those cost?
Where do you go as a family?
Because it was my experience growing up, like, one kid in the neighborhood got one, and they had to split it between their siblings. And then if you got lucky enough where that thing was, where they let you take a ride on it, too.
Yeah.
Like, there was never just waves of electric scooters going down the street.
No, like, anything like that. Like, the family had the family go-kart, if they had one,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, that four go-karts.
Exactly.
That's a fleet. No family had a fleet of go-karts.
They have a fleet of scooters.
Yeah.
And I can't figure out.
That's a little strange.
If this is, like, really cool for this family, or if this would be miserable.
I don't think families on a scooter is cool.
I mean, if they got younger kids, even teens, I mean, it'd be nice bonding time with the kids.
Do you want to go on a scooter with your mom and dad as a teenager?
I mean, I don't know. I'd like to think that my kids spending time with me. I don't know.
No, I mean, I never wanted to hang with my parents on a scooter.
Yeah, but your parents weren't cool. I'm cool. Parents today, we're cool, man.
No, but would you want to hang with your parents?
No. Well, actually, my dad and as a teenager, I think I would go scoot with my mom and dad.
He'd be dicking around on that thing, trying to knock you off. Like, scooter wouldn't get down the driveway. You'd all be done.
You would not be on that thing as a teenager with your parents.
I think I might.
Maybe a little kid.
How about the hot girl down the street?
Yeah.
And she's out doing stuff with her parents.
Watching you go by.
On a scooter.
A Duffy
with
family
your mom
run.
And you're like 15.
Pardon me, ma'am. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, that's lame.
Right. All right, I don't know.
And it's also lame and excessive.
What?
Did you just say excessive?
What? Yes.
The kid who got a boat when he was 10 years
old. We didn't have four boats, we had two.
You only had one?
Two.
Well, my dad's big boat and my little boat.
You got a big boat, I got
a junior boat.
Yeah. Little boat.
You know, it's funny, too. Like, we talk about, like, the most affluent towns in the greater Rochester area a lot here, right? Your Pittsford, Fairport, Canandaigua being way up
there. Very,
yeah. But, like, it's hard to, like, wrap your head around the money that exists in that town until you see a picture of somebody's garage that has four electric scooters all lined up perfectly, waiting to be taken out by whomever wants to take them.
The fact that they're also lined up, they're not, like, strewn around.
Yeah.
Tells me this is a really anal family.
Even after the fire, like the fire had gone through the garage, they're still all lined up.
They straightened up.
And like, I guess like having a family of four would be the best case scenario here. Because if this is someone like you and your wife, where you're empty nesters and you live on the lake, and you have four just in case you have visitors, that's a worse scenario.
Like if they have family coming into town. Hey,
I was thinking on little scooter tours of the village.
I could see that.
Or like, hey, we're going to go to dinner. Let's jump on the scooter. Yep.
But both of my brothers would have stuff like this.
Two extra scooters?
Yeah. If family came to town, because both my brothers like to show you like where they live now. And I take
also bring a scuba tank, is what you're saying?
Yes.
Yeah, I could see my dad. If my dad lived in like a more walkable area, he would definitely have something like this.
If he had a place where he could walk, he would buy a scooter.
Well, no, but I'm saying like he would have to get on like busy roads. You know what I mean? Sure. Like if it was a little more, if it wasn't as spaced out, definitely have a scooter.
This kind of connects the last two breaks because, you know, that woman writes about the kids without the helmets and everything. So there are kids in my neighborhood who have these scooters.
E-scooter?
Yeah. And I live near East River Road, and then there's another kind of busy road on the back end of my neighborhood, and I see the kids on the shoulder riding these things. It makes me so freaking nervous.
Of course.
Because they're always like, a little bit. There's a little shake every once in a while.
I know. And I don't get the E part of a scooter. Kind of takes away from like how you used a scooter.
Well, yeah, it's better. It's more improved technology.
Yeah, but it's not very earth friendly. If there is a way you could self-propel these things, I think it'd be better.
Okay. You're gonna tell, what?
Like I don't.
Tommy Environment shows up all of a sudden.
No, like you're not. It's not like you're healthy on an e-scooter.
Okay.
Because I know. Well, you know, you get out and enjoy the fresh air. Motorized.
I don't think anyone's arguing that you're gonna like get in shape on an e-scooter.
Yeah.
252-WCMF. We're talking about this garage fire happening out in Canandaigua. Everybody's safe. Pets got out. That's great. But the picture inside the garage where the fire happened, according to police, has four electric scooters, really nice looking ones with seats and everything, and like that's ridiculous. That is ridiculous.
Who needs four scooters?
Thank you.
With seats.
Let's finish up calls today. We'll give Scott the last word on CMF. Hey, Scotty, how are you?
Scotty Scoots.
Duffy, you're contemplating riding scooters as a family. How about contemplating whether you want your house to burn down or not?
Okay. Well, I mean, I know that lots of people have scooters, and we're not even sure that if these scooters were the reason.
Yeah, they didn't say it was caused by the scooters.
In fact, that going to that point, I'm looking at the scooters, and they look in pretty good shape, so that would lead me to believe they weren't the cause of the fire.
I was in a neighborhood the other day, and I saw this garage fire. It wasn't on fire. It was after the fact, and there was an electric scooter thrown out into the driveway, and all the debris from the fire was pulled into the driveway also, but the scooter was the farthest thing from the garage. So that tells me that when they attacked the fire, they immediately threw that scooter out of the garage.
All right. Well, Scott, look, if you're looking for a job in fire investigation.
Yeah, that's right.
All right. Great call, Scott. Thank you, buddy.
There you go.
Are you guys having fun here?
Listen, guys, we had a lot of fun talking about scooters, but let's talk about something serious.
Let's talk about fire prevention.
Fire investigation.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.